We'll get back into all that, but right now I want to bring on a guest. Does some work for CBS Philly, producer, writer, has been running around with the Sixers, covering them for us for the past few days, and I've been reading some of his work. Does a great job, and I want to talk a little Sixers. I mean, what better time than right now to talk about a 16-win, 15-win Sixers team than us here with Ray Boyd, Boyd on Sports on Twitter. How you doing, Ray?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well and happy to talk a little Sixers with you. Training camp is happening here, I believe, Monday or coming up in a couple days here. We'll get the first preseason game of the year against the Celtics. And I want to talk about a couple of your pieces and really kind of the vibe. So tell us what the vibe has been there. You've been hanging out with the Sixers at Stockton College. Has it been different than the past? You think this team feels a little better about themselves with Noel healthy now and trying to turn a corner here and be a little bit better this season?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that really stood out to me was there seems to be a sense of pride now about being a member of the Sixers. I think, you know, obviously the players understand the situation. They understand that there's a rebuild going on here. But when you look at the young guys, especially the ones who went through the struggles of last season, like Tony Roten and Michael Carter-Williams, even though, well, to an extent, being on the sidelines, I think going through that process has made them a little bit proud of the fact that they're Sixers, and there's sort of this understanding that they want to prove people wrong, and they want to prove to people that sooner or later they're going to be the guys that turn this thing around. And I think that's the type of attitude that they're going to have if they're going to be successful at some point.
I agree with that, Ray. Tell us what you thought about Joshua Harris's comments recently about long term and trying to emphasize the long term. And in particular, I enjoyed his response to the lottery reform that's been talked about so much. Basically,
yeah.
He said, "Look, we don't expect to be in the lottery, so if they reform it in the long run, it's actually going to benefit us." I thought that was a pretty cool response to a question that you'd expect him to be asked here.
Yeah, that really, it surprised a lot of people when he gave that answer. But, you know, it's sort of the attitude that the Sixers have right now. They don't want to give off the impression that they're just rebuilding for the sake of doing it. They really feel like it's the right thing to do and that it's going to lead to them winning championships down the road. So for him, he said, yeah, you know, in a couple of years, it won't even essentially matter that they're changing the lottery, because if our plan continues as it is, we're not going to need those high draft picks anyway. And so he really has a future-oriented approach right now, and that seems to be the decision that they made more than likely the day that they hired Sam Hinkie.
Ray Boyd joining us here. CBS Philly's been covering the Sixers. Training camp rolls along, and sooner than later, they're going to tip this season. End of October, I think the 28th, around there, will be the first tip of the NBA season. And we'll get to watch the Sixers team as they start to come together a little bit more in this plan. Nerlens Noel, Ray, in terms of him, what are your expectations for his, you know, what will really amount to be his rookie year because he didn't play last season?
Yeah, you know, Nerlens Noel, he looked good in the times that we had the chance to see him practicing. He spoke to some reporters, and he's going full tilt right now. He's doing everything. He's not holding back. He's coming off a summer league where he looked impressive, and obviously, you know, it's summer league, so you have to temper the way that any player would look. But I'm interested in seeing him and how he plays on Monday for the first time in an NBA game that's going to be in an NBA atmosphere, going up against another team, see how he looks, how comfortable he is. I think the key for him is just going to be getting comfortable and finding his role within this team. And I think if he plays good defense and he rebounds, then all the rest will come natural. He can't put too much pressure on himself on the offensive end, because I do think there's still a lot of work to be done, a lot of development there. But, you know, if he contributes in a meaningful way early, then I think it could pyramid from there. It should improve.
Right, it should, and he's got plenty of time to figure out, you know, a move or two on offense and get that game and get that aspect of his game figured out. The player he reminds me of a little bit, Ray, I think back to a young Tyson Chandler, who's just, you know, a great rebounder, tremendous defensive player, won a Defensive Player of the Year award, and I think if Noel becomes anything like him, I think Sixers fans are going to be very happy with that.
Yeah, that was actually someone that Brett Brown likened him to when he spoke to the media. Tyson Chandler. He also brought up the name Joakim Noah, somebody who really makes their impact without having to put up 20 points a night, but who can affect shots on the defensive end, who can help you out on the offensive end with opportune baskets, you know, getting putbacks, finishing around the rim. I think that's going to be the focus for him this season, is to just focus on the little things. He's going to play a lot next to Henry Sims, I think, this year. I think that's the plan, to then kind of get him used to playing with another big on the floor, which is the long-term plan, obviously, when Joel Embiid's healthy. So he has some assignments, some very specific assignments, and, you know, I think he's up to the challenge.
Ray, how about Michael Carter Williams, who, you know, a guy that was so good last year and showed so much upside, and really having to play with such a dearth of talent that you forgive some of the aspects of his game, particularly his shooting percentage, his jump shot that he can work on here, because, look, he's tasked last year with being the only guy on the floor at times that could play, mm-hmm. but he had some shoulder issues that got cleaned up. Do you think we'll see a better jump shot for Michael Carter Williams? And if he fixes that part of his game, he really would be out almost without a weakness offensively.
It sounds like that's the focus for him right now. He's not practicing at 100% because of the shoulder surgery that he had, but it does sound like the focus is his jump shot. He had mentioned that he spent a lot of time this summer looking at film of his shot, the way that he sets his feet, his release point, really little, you know, minute details. And so that shows that he knows he has to improve in that area and get more consistent at that. And you are right. I mean, last season there were times where he was pretty much the only threat on the floor to score the basketball, and that's tough on anyone. And I think it's a credit to him that he was still able to put up the numbers that he did, going through the shoulder pain, obviously. But, you know, this year I think it's just going to be about him kind of getting comfortable in a role and now learning how to facilitate and make players around you better. Because in the NBA, if you're going to win, you need a point guard that's going to make the players on the floor better and elevate them to a different level that they can't reach when he's not on the floor. So I think that's going to be the focus here in year two for Michael Carter Williams. Not worry so much about his scoring and maybe trying to make him a little bit better floor general. And I think that's what you're going to need when all of these assets sort of come to fruition.
The other thing you need, Ray, or one of the things you need when it comes to winning in the NBA, is you need role players that fill specific needs, whether it be jump shooting, whether it be defense. And sometimes I think good teams have that one guy off the bench, so you bring in and he just scores. You know, he's kind of that quick lightning rod type of player who comes in and can spark the team. You know, Jamal Crawford has been that for so many years. You had a piece up, I really enjoyed it, about Tony Roten, who, mm-hmm. look, clearly the one thing we know he could do is get to the basket. Do you think he's the type of guy that's going to improve here and become, you know, a part of this team moving forward? I find him to be one of the more fascinating players on this roster as we move forward.
Yeah, I think he's a name that a lot of people forget. They forget that, you know, Tony Roten was a phenomenal scorer in college. He didn't really get a chance to play a lot in Memphis just because of the fact they were a competing team when they got him, at least a competing team that they were a consistent playoff team in the Western Conference. So they couldn't find minutes for him. He comes to the Sixers as a sophomore, and he shows some flashes. I think the one thing in his game where it's going to take him to the next level if he accomplishes it is if he can slow down a step and think the game a little bit more. Because there were times where he would blow by people and then get to the rim and miss point-blank layups. And I think that's just a focus thing, and understanding that you got to slow it down just a step and think the game more than leaning on your physical attributes. And it sounded like, from speaking to him and talking to Brett Brown, that that's the game plan. He's going to have the ball a little bit more while Michael Carter-Williams is healing up. So there's going to be some time to see if he does have that type of potential. He's still very young. Even though it's his third year in the NBA, he would only be a senior in college right now had he stayed in school. So he's got a lot of room to grow. And I think the Sixers are committed to seeing exactly what he can become.
Last one for you, Ray. I saw earlier in the week, it was about 15.5, the over-under. Might have went to 17 in some place for the Sixers who wins this year. Look, it's going to be a rough year, whether it's 18 or 19 or 20. But do you think, as we go into the season, do you think that that's selling them short a little bit? Do you think they could be a little better than that? Or will it be the kind of year that, look, we're looking at a 15-16 win basketball team for this season?
It's going to be interesting. Obviously, you know, last year, everybody's going to kind of judge it off of last year's total of 19 wins, and are they as good as that team? That team fluctuated a lot. There were 23 different players that played for the Sixers last year. I don't think you'll see that this year. I think you'll see more cohesion. With that alone, I do think there's an opportunity to win more games because you have players getting used to each other, getting used to the system. Also, obviously, you had a tremendous losing streak last season that what's very historic that you might not reach this year as well. I don't think there's a huge difference between whether they win 15 games or if they win 20 games, but I see the Sixers still being somewhere in that realm. If I had to put a number on it, I would say low 20s. I think that's where this team is right now, especially if they can stay healthy. But I think the growth will just be in building more cohesion and developing the players' skills. That seems to be the focus of the organization right now, a little bit more than actual wins.
Great stuff, Ray. We appreciate a few minutes here. Keep up the good work for CBS Philly, and we'll chat again as the season comes up.
That was my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Ray Boyd. Boyd on Sports on Twitter if you want to follow him. I've been writing about the Sixers for CBS Philly. I checked out a couple of his pieces this week. So, you know what? Let's invite Ray on the show to give us a little perspective of what's going on there at Stockton College in South Jersey.